Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's week 14 in the National Football League, and we got a big NFC East showdown in Jerry's World between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys coming up at 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Let's head out to the hotline. We'll talk a little week 14 and the big matchup coming up on Sunday with the former Eagles and Cowboys linebacker, and that's Gary Cobb of gcobb.com, who's kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. G also does a great job locally in Philadelphia on Fox 29 covering the Eagles. Gary Cobb, always great to talk to you, and how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Zach?
Well, I'm doing great, and I appreciate you coming on. So this Eagles team, they've been a surprise this year. They don't have that signature win. The offense hasn't been that crisp, and the defense have had a whole lot of letdowns this year. Just how do you explain the Eagles being at 500? Because when the season started, I didn't think anybody saw this one coming.
Well, you know, the thing is, they have had injuries, and they've had injuries that have been spread out. Last year, they had, like, maybe, you know, one major player at each position, but they didn't have where you have, you know, like, all your secondary go down. I mean, which they almost had when you, other than Malcolm Jenkins, you know, all of the starters were injured and are injured. So they had that happen, and really, bottom line, they just haven't played as well. You know, they had injuries to their offensive line, and that's the big thing. The offensive line hasn't been healthy. Last year, they had great play out of the offensive line. They had one major injury, which was Jason Peters, but everybody else was there and intact and playing well, and they just haven't been as consistent. Offensively, they haven't been able to spread their ball around where they've had, you know, everybody getting involved and contributing. They haven't had that. So defensively, they just have been playing from behind. And the team has started slow in most of the games, let other teams get ahead of them, and they haven't been able to play their style of ball, which is ball possession and, you know, grinding down the other team.
Now, when you're in a losing streak or you're playing poorly, and I know they've won their last two games and their season's not going that great, people try to look for things to turn it around. I remember in October, I was sitting in my apartment. I was watching on Fox 29, and you said they needed to go through a fast. And at first, I'm saying, what is G. Cobb talking about? And then you ended up saying that they had to cut the boys off from the bedroom activities with the ladies. Do you still stand by that? And or do you have any other theories? Give me the latest with G. Cobb.
No, I was just kind of having fun with that, but you know, but I do think, though, the focus wasn't there. And so some of the things with regards to guys know what they're doing, you know, whether they're not putting as much effort into studying tape, if they're getting involved in other activities, maybe they're, you know, starting some kind of business or, you know, doing some kind of other activity that's not football related. Because last year, they were a team that made very few mistakes, and that takes focus. That means you got to be pretty much thinking about football 24 hours a day, and so there is a type of a fasting, which is you're fasting all this, you know, outside business and, you know, and getting involved in all different types of things, because you can't do everything, and really football requires your focus, and this team has not been focused. They played well last week. But they got to step it up to a whole nother level to beat the Cowboys the way they're playing. So we're going to see if they're going to do it. But, you know, there is a focus that's required if you're going to be a quality football team, I tell you that.
And I think this game coming up on Sunday does come down to the matchup at the quarterback position. The Cowboys' formula is run the football, Dak manages the game, and they really rely on that defense. And you look at the other side for the Eagles. Hey, Carson Wentz is going to have one of those MVP type of performances from a year ago. I really do believe quarterback play decides this one, and which quarterback plays better.
Well, you're probably right, but that's probably going to be accompanied by a good running game, too, because that's going to mean the guys up front, but one of these teams are going to do a good job. If either Dak Prescott or Carson Wentz are under fire, meaning they've got people all over them, the way the Cowboys got after Drew Brees, it's hard to play well at the quarterback position. If you got guys in your face and they're hitting you, they got their hands up, they're getting pressure right up the middle, and you got guys coming at you and you're getting pounded every time you throw the ball, they can take any quarterback out of his game, whether you're talking about Joe Montana, whether you're talking about Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. So the offensive line that plays the best is probably going to be the difference maker. If one of the teams is able to run the ball and their quarterback has a lot of time, they're probably going to win the game.
How do you evaluate Carson coming off the injury, seeing him this year?
Well, you know, I just think that his accuracy has been off. You know, I think that he's got to tighten up on his fundamentals with regards to the way that he's got his base, you know, meaning his feet hitting the ground and his whole technique. He's probably needs to shorten his delivery some. So I just think that just continuing to work on his mechanics is going to be the best thing for him, because he's had some problems with accuracy. I'd say that's the biggest drawback he's had. And as he gets more accurate and more consistently accurate, I think he'll take his game even up another notch. But I think the Eagles are going to try to get him out and let him use his legs and let him run and throw on the run, because they did that some to great success last week, and I think they're going to do that again this week.
Talking to Gary Cobb, the former NFL linebacker, right now on CBS Sports Radio. The Cowboys have really turned their season around. It wasn't that long ago they were 3-5, and everyone, including myself, was writing them off. But really, that first game in Philadelphia up against the Eagles is what turned this Cowboys season around, and they back it up also with a Saints victory. That was the big statement last week. Just what are you seeing out of the Cowboys as of lately?
Well, I mean, you mentioned it, which it's basically been offensively, it's been Ezekiel Elliott. They have really started throwing the ball to him more, you know, with the screens and different ways of getting the ball in his hands. They started doing that more, and they've been pounding the ball with their running game, and I think their offensive line has gotten used to playing with each other a little more. Travis Frederick out. So they seem like they've gotten into a groove, but they're going to be handing the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott. And then, you know, Amari Cooper has helped them. They've been able to utilize him to beat a single coverage. And once they run the ball, that's really what gets their offense going. So if they're able to start running the football effectively, it takes pressure off of Dak. It takes pressure off of their passing game, and then they have the defense kind of playing on their heels.
If Buddy Ryan was still around, the late, great Buddy Ryan, and he was still coaching, how do you think he would address the Camus-Grugier-Hill situation where Camus said, hey, the Cowboys are choke artists, and we'll find a way to make them choke again coming up on Sunday?
Well, you know, Buddy probably said, you know, he needs to say it again.
All right.
Buddy kind of liked the, you know, stirring the pot, so he wouldn't mind that. You know, Doug wasn't crazy about it, but Buddy would have said, you know what?
Buddy would probably say worse.
He probably would have beat him to saying it, you know. he definitely is a guy that didn't mind, you know, taking jabs at the other team. He wasn't the kind of coach who wanted to just have everybody just focus on the game, don't say anything. He didn't mind you saying anything. If anything, he thought that would get everybody revved up even more. So he probably would have already made a number of comments, and he would have just said he agreed with the comment made by Camus-Grugier-Hill.
Talking to G. Cobb right now, the former NFL linebacker with the Cowboys and the Eagles on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Zach Gelb Show. Let me get your thoughts on some of the other big games around the National Football League. I really look at this Ravens at Chiefs game. Lamar Jackson has maybe saved Coach Harbaugh's job, and we try to start to figure out how much the impact of the loss of Kareem Hunt will really be on the Kansas City Chiefs, as this is offense versus defense, Chiefs going up against a very good Ravens defensive front.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, if the Ravens give up some big plays and fall behind, they're done. The Chiefs, on the other hand, could play from behind, but the Ravens have got to get a lead, and they got to enforce and make sure that they make the Chiefs play their game. But if they were to fall behind by a couple of touchdowns, they couldn't really run their game plan. They couldn't just keep running and running a game plan with them behind by that much because, you know, the Chiefs would basically blow them out. So the big thing is the Ravens got to get off to a lead. I think that they could play with them if they start off hot and get a couple stops. I think that gives them a chance, but I think the Chiefs are going to win the football game because they just are so much more explosive than the Ravens. But even though they got a good defense, I think the Chiefs can score on anybody, so I don't think their defense is going to stop the Chiefs.
Colts at Texans. The Colts coming off a tough one when they couldn't score up against the Jaguars defense, which, hey, Jacksonville was terrible up against the Titans on Thursday night. And you look at the Texans, I don't know how much of a contender they are, but they've won 9 in a row, sitting at 9-3 after that 0-3 start. When you look at the Texans, how much of a shot do you give them to go into the Super Bowl in Atlanta?
Well, I think their shot is slim, but they do have one because they have got players, especially, you know, defensively. They have some, you know, probably a couple offensively, but they have defensive players that can take over a game. And so I think they have a shot. But it's not a major one. I think that, you know, Deshaun Watson is playing well enough for them to win, but I think he's going to need to take his game to another level for them to become really a Super Bowl a risk. So I don't see them being a Super Bowl caliber team yet because I don't think they score enough points. So Deshaun Watson takes his game up to another level, I think they will become, you know, Super Bowl contestants.
Rams at Bears. Talking about a player that takes it up an extra level, that's Khalil Mack. Will his Bears defense do enough to be able to slow down the Los Angeles Rams?
You know, I think it's going to be tough. I know that, you know, the Bears have a good defense. I just think that, again, that the Bears are going to have to keep the game close. You know, if they get into a shootout with these guys, I don't think they can survive. So I'm going with the Rams. I feel confident that they can run the ball against the Bears. And so I think that opens up everything else. Once they get Gurley going, then, you know, you're basically on your heels and you're not sure what you're getting ready to face. And then they're hitting you downfield with the play-action pass. So I just think the Rams have just got too much for the Bears, who are a team that's not far away from, you know, being a very top-notch team. So I'd like to wait where they're headed, but I don't think they're there yet.
And everyone talks about offense now with the way the game is played, but you got Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald in this one, and you got two studs on defense that know how to really disrupt some game plans.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, those two, both of them,
freaks,
can single-handedly, you know, mess up a game plan. And they both have been having good years. Of course, Donald's been having just an amazing year. And, you know, he's got other people around him that teams are worried about, you know, like in Ndamukong Suh. So anytime he's caught either one-on-one, the guy is just impossible to block one-on-one. And even when they double-team him, they have all kind of headaches. So I don't know what the solution is to Aaron Donald other than that tell the quarterback, look, make sure on every play you got two hands on the ball. If you feel somebody grab your jersey, just go down, you know.
Wrapping up with G. Cobb right now on CBS Sports Radio. I'll run one more by you. Vikings at Seahawks. This is a game, the Seahawks, they have a very good coach and a very good quarterback in Carroll and Wilson, and they had a whole lot of change this past year with some big names that won with them, you know, moving on from them and changing up that culture. And then you look at Minnesota. I don't know what Minnesota team shows up each and every week. I know they've had some injuries, but I haven't been able to get a nice read on the Vikings this year just because they're so up and down.
Well, you know, the Vikings have been a kind of a puzzle. And so I definitely am really worried about them because I thought that they were going to, you know, step up more by now and start really, kind of asserting themselves as a playoff team. So I just don't see the Vikings. I don't believe in them anymore. You know, I think they got away from their running game. They never developed any kind of running game. And I think they put too much on Cousins. So I think the Vikes go down. I think they're done.
Last one for G. Cobb. I have to get back to what you said on Fox 29. And I know you're having fun with it, with cutting off the time in the bedroom with the Eagles players.
The goodies. Cutting off the goodies.
Yeah, let me just ask you this. What happens if Doug Peterson got in front of the team and said, boys, I was watching television. G. Cobb made a great point. We have to cut out the nookie time. How do you think the players would react to that one?
All the guys would smile and say, sure, coach. Yeah, they go, sure. You know, now, I tell you what is a thing that does happen is sometimes you have guys out at a club spending all night trying to, you know.
Take it to the bedroom.
Trying to make that move, and they wind up going, and sometimes, you know, they go home losers. And those are the guys that you have to watch out for, you know. The guys that are married, you know, you figure, well, you know, they got a good, you know. If they just be nice, they'll get taken care of before it's over, you know?
You never know what you're going to get with G. Cobb. Make sure you read him at gcobb.com. The great Gary Cobb. Gary, always great to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.